This is Bank of Cardiff. Pete, how may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Pete. My name is Mike Leaf. I'm calling on behalf of Mike Feiss and JVS Industrial and Commercial Building, or contractors, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You had called and left a message for him, and he had forwarded the message to me. I just kind of wanted to hear a little bit more. Do you recall who I'm talking about? Or?
Yeah, I think I left that message this morning, actually, or I want to say yesterday.
Yeah,
of course. So, just try to stop by and go over some of the programs we had sent out. We sent a pre-approval for $250K a few weeks back for some capital and equipment. The capital is actually an unsecured working capital loan. Are you familiar with those?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so yeah, we had
Do
your pre
require a personal guarantee?
No, actually, they're actually just based on sales.
Okay.
And it goes under the business credit, so it won't affect, you know, any of the personal debt-to-income ratios, anything like that. Do you have a couple projects coming up in the pipeline you need a bit extra cash for?
Well, we always have projects. We're trying to expand. I didn't know how much is on the projects versus how much is on the capital. And the reason is, I mean, most of our stuff's through John Deere, and they're, you know, 0%.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are interested, and I know you said it's like a line of credit. We are interested in securing a line of credit.
Okay. Yeah, the working capital loans are based on sales. So we tend to, you know, our benchmark's about 10 to 15% of top line revenue.
Okay.
Do you guys know what you did in sales last year?
Yeah. In 2015, I think it was 3.1.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, according to our benchmark, we could probably even get you a little bit more than the 250. And the way the working capital is, it's an unsecured, just lump sum deposit, and then you just have a fixed payment, monthly, weekly, daily. Probably for you, it'd be a little bit more on the weekly side, because it's just a larger loan. But, you know, is that something that would work for you? I know it's similar to a line of credit in the fact that, like, we're going to get you qualified for the longest term and largest amount and kind of work backwards from there.
Right. What type of rates, and is there a prepayment penalty, anything like that?
Actually, we give discounts for prepayment, which is nice because if you get halfway through your loan and you find you want some more capital, well, actually, you know, you'll qualify for longer terms, lower rates, and you get the discount for paying it back earlier, and you can take out more capital.
Okay.
And the rates, we don't do like an APR like most people are used to, because some of these loans are, you know, 3 or 4 months, so it doesn't really make sense to annualize it. It's more like a cents on the dollar type deal.
Sure.
Okay.
How long are your loans for, generally?
Generally, it's anywhere between 3 and 36 months. But like I said, once you get halfway through the term, you can always get more credit, extend the term. Just because they're unsecured, we don't like to go too far, five or six years. Exactly. Kind of like to gain a little bit of a relationship first before you kind of offer you a longer term, longer money.
Sure.
What kind of contracting work do you guys do?
So we do basically a whole lot of different things, but it's more especially niche, and we work for real large companies, Pepsi, chemical companies, trying to think of some, bear with me, let me see if I can get you a good summary of some of the clients here. Sorry about this. Mike just sent it over, and I was like, because I'm in the middle, I'm handling up. As I said, we're looking, so we're dealing with a PNC Bank, and we're dealing with Columbia Bank.
Doing a little bit of shopping around.
Absolutely. You know, no sense putting all our eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Do you have a line of credit with any of them right now?
Nobody else. We have the one with Bank of America, and that's it.
How much is that one for?
$200, and that's something that we could pay off if we needed to.
And is it almost done, or just kind of just pay it down, use it, pay it down, use it?
Yeah, for the most part. We've just been keeping it up only because we've been, you know, really expanding, and our projects are starting before the other ones are completed.
Yeah, do you guys deal with like a net 30 or net 60, something like that?
Yeah, we're more like the net 60.
Net 60.
Over 90 is not bad at all. We have very little over 90.
Okay. I mean, is I know it's a lot of the times like a net 30 is more like a net 45, and net 60 is more like a net 70. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
It's never as it seems. Yeah. Did you ever encounter any cash flow issues before, or you've been pretty solvent?
Oh, definitely solvent. Our only issues are really starting new projects because, you know, we basically have to pay everything up front.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting a project where, you know, we haven't gotten paid because we haven't finished the build, and, you know, we have four of the projects going on. So, you know, we have more work than we can do right now, which is fantastic. And so that's what we're looking for, you know, on the capital side, because we can expand.
What are your, you know, how long does a typical project last for you guys?
It varies.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, so it could be, you know, could be a month, could be 3 months.
Okay, so a month on the shorter end. Okay, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we have some that are even shorter than that, but, you know, I think months probably about average.
And you're dealing all commercial work? You don't do really any residential work at all?
No residential at all. And really, it's just all big companies in there.
Yeah, I mean, Pepsi is pretty high profile, and you guys based out of Jersey?
Yeah, Edison.
Oh, okay. I grew up in West Orange, so not pretty familiar with the area.
Where are you now?
We're actually I'm out of the San Diego branch.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so I came out here, settled down.
Yeah, so we work with you know, W.R. Grace.
Okay.
Lionel Bassett, Pilot Chemical, Mason Chemical, Sunny Delight Beverage, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble.
Oh man, you got quite a list there.
Yeah, as I said, they're, you know, big names. And, you know, we kind of do, like, site work, civil work, concrete, underground utilities, sewer, water, gas, and kind of like new construction for process building. One of the PepsiCo ones come in, put a bottling plant. Plan in, and they need all the processes set up and everything geared towards that. We do that.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, all the mechanical work, maintenance and installation, which is great. Recurring income there.
Yeah, do they have you on some sort of contract for a couple different projects? Any of these companies? Okay, good, good. I'm dealing with a couple. I'm actually doing a telecommunications company. It's kind of in the same boat, just looking to expand. The equipment's really expensive. He's got a contract with AT&T, but yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like we can help you. You know what?
Yeah, is there any info you could send me, or what do you need from me?
Yeah, well, to get you guys an approval with some more solid numbers, it's pretty simple. It's just a one-page application, a 6 months of business bank statements.
Okay.
And a most recent tax return.
Okay, so we extended 2015, but we can actually get that completed, you know, in the next 2 weeks if we need.
Yeah, no,
I
if you have
do, the banks are starting to hesitate anyway.
Mm-hmm. If you only have 14, I mean, we could work with that in the time being, and then you can come back when we circle around and give me 15. But yeah, it's a pretty short list of docs, and then once we get those, kind of verify the revenue, because like I said, it's a sales-based loan, then we can give you some options for different term lengths, different, you know, payback, and et cetera. You know, I could email you the info and everything I need to gather to get you an approval. Where do you think I send that to?
So it's Mike Lee, so M-I-K-E, L-E-E, S as in Sam, E, at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. And Mike, you who's the owner? Is the equity split up? Or?
No. Mike Weiss is 100% owner.
Okay. And you're Mike Lease?
Yes, correct.
I gotcha. Okay. A little confusing at second.
Yeah, so I'm like the CFO.
I gotcha.
I'm in charge of doing all this.
No, I got you. Okay, I'll shoot some info over there. And how about I give you a call back tomorrow, not tomorrow, on Monday, just to kind of make sure you received everything, see if you have any other questions after taking a look at it.
Sure.
Okay. One last question. How's Mike, the owner's personal credit?
It is good.
It's good?
Yes.
Perfect. And do you guys have any working capital loans out currently with anybody else?
No. Nope. Other than that, just a line of credit with Bank of America. That's it.
All right. Pretty good, man. You pay a lot of cash for things, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the cash is coming in, so it's, you know, we're able to do it.
Okay, good style. All right, Mike, I'll let you get back to work here, and I'll shoot that email out. If you could just respond back, kind of make sure that I got the right email address and everything went through smoothly, because sometimes the spam blocker will stop our stuff from getting there. All right, I'll give you a call Monday afternoon. Same time work for you?
Yeah, do you need my number just in case here?
Yeah, let me just take that down.
Okay.
Is it the 856-912?
7700, correct.
Mm-hmm. I got it right here.
Okay.
All right, Mike, you take care. Have a good weekend, man.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.